In part A, we minimized the amount of material which was consumed. That means that we minimized the surface area. And in order to do that, we took the derivative of the surface area. In part B, we are trying to minimize the cost. Now, in order to develop the cost function, what we do is that we go back to the surface area function and we apply based on the information given to us. Now, it's said in the question that we are that it will cost 0.3 cents for the bottom. So basically what we do is that we take, so we have x squared plus x squared. So that x squared, one of the x squares is representing the bottom. So that one comes as 0.3 x squared, whereas the top is 0.1 x squares and the four sides is 0.1 times 32,000 divided by x. We collect the like terms and we come up with the expression. Once we get the expression, we took the derivative, which is given in blue. When we took the derivative, as I mentioned before in previous examples, that we always try to write in the most simplified form, which is c prime x equals to 0.8 x cubed minus 3200 divided by x squared.